Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text this morning is found in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2 verses 41 through 52. Every year his parents traveled to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When he was 12 years old, they went up according to the custom of the festival. When the days had ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it. Since they thought he was in their group, they went a day's journey. Then they began to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us this way? See, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." He said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be taking care of my father's business?" They did not understand what he was telling them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth. He was always obedient to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with people. This is our text. Your people of God. Jesus was the perfect child. Jesus is 100% human and 100% God. He was human so that he could take our place in life and in death. And he was God so that his perfect life and sacrifice would be able to cover all people of all time. Now imagine that in the real world. Jesus was perfect. We all love our kids and think that they're great, but Jesus really was. He never sinned. He never talked back. He never got into trouble. He never gave his parents the stink face. Plus, it's clear here, Jesus knew who he was. He never had to make a trip out into nature to find himself. Jesus knew that he was the one and only beloved Son of God. And he carried himself accordingly. Not in arrogance or in know-it-allism, but in service, in obedience, in love. It's hard to imagine what that looked like. Now in our text, Jesus asks two questions of his mother and father, and you know how much I love the questions of Scripture. And so let's dig into them. Let's answer them. Explore them a little bit, and maybe learn something as we try to discover the meaning of Jesus was perfect for us. So we jump right into the first question. Why were you looking for me? Well, they lost him. That's why. Every parent has had at least this terror run through their minds. Where is he? A parent's mind goes immediately to the worst possible place the child could be or who might have him. Now add to that, Mary and Joseph were taking care of God's one and only beloved son. What were they going to say to him? Sorry, God. I know you gave us this charge to take care of your son, but we lost him. Please don't be too upset. Why were we looking for you? It's our job. They thought he was among them. Jesus was the perfect child. He was a good boy. He had never run away before. He had never given them reason to worry. He had never hidden just to make them afraid. He never gave them any reason to be upset, ever. They thought he was with them. Evidently, on the trip down, and on probably other trips, Jesus had gone along with them and with their relatives and with their friends on this joyous trip down to the holy city for the celebration of the Paschal Lamb. They trusted him, especially at 12, the age when a Jewish boy becomes a man. We've all seen bar mitzvahs on TV. Jesus had completed Sabbath school, and he was ready to dive deeper into the Jewish books and study. Jesus was ready to take on more responsibility in his life as he began working toward a career. They trusted him. They figured he was with them as he had always been. And now he was gone. Why were they looking for him? Because they were good parents. Question 2. Did you not know that I must be taking care of my father's business? Obviously not. It never dawned on them that he would be about his father's business. If it had at all, they would have gone immediately to the temple. But rather, they wasted 3 days looking around the city of Jerusalem, rather than in the place where Jesus certainly was. And even when they did find him there, it's not because it finally dawned on them, the Father's business, he must be in the temple. No, they were just retracing their steps. Let's see, we've been there. I don't know if we went over there. I know we were here. There he is. The Father's business. That's the last thing that was on their minds. First of all, panicked parents do not think clearly at all. Also, you need to train yourself to be thinking about the Father's business. And if you're not actively doing it right now, it's not the first thing on your mind. We're not very good at that. Let's just say it. They forgot who Jesus was and what he came to do. In this account, Mary and Joseph failed at being parents and even at being Christians. And we totally understand. They might as well have been looking at an alien sitting in that temple, listening to the scribes, listening to those super high mucky muck teachers of the law, listening intently to their explanations, probing their long-held theories about God and his works, answering their silly ancient questions with simple Bible passages. Don't you wish you could hear that conversation? Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall for that one? Don't you wish Luke would have told us more? But he doesn't. Luke tells us what we need to learn about Jesus. Luke tells us what we need so that we can learn some important things about ourselves, too. First of all, we learn that Jesus is perfect. Jesus is the perfect, sinless Son of God who came into our world to live perfectly in our place like we have not, because we have not, in order to make up for all of our sins and failures. Remember the sins of your youth? The ones that David cries about all the time in the book of Psalms? Well, Jesus lived perfectly as a young person to make up for all of your failures and bad choices. He was perfect for you. And then, after he was perfect, after he did all those things perfectly that you've done wrong, Jesus then died. He died in payment for all of your failures. Jesus gives you his perfection, and he takes your sins upon himself. This is quite a savior we have here in this Jesus. Secondly, But along those lines of Jesus being perfect for us is that Jesus then went home with Mary and Joseph. And our translation says, was always obedient to them. That used to be the word submitted. Jesus submitted to them. Jesus acknowledged their roles above him as his mother and father, and he obeyed them. This is a wonder among wonders. Because if there's anyone in the history of the world who didn't need to submit to anyone, didn't need to obey anyone, didn't need to listen to anyone, it was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is the maker of heaven and earth. He is the author of life. He is life. He gives life. He does not need our advice on how to do things in the universe, and he certainly does not need to submit to any human. But he did. And why? The same reason. Because we are so bad at it. In Ephesians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul tells Christian wives to submit to their husbands in everything. And he tells all of us to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. How are you doing on that? Oh, how the world hates the word submit. They would rather die of 1,000 paper cuts than to submit to anyone in the world. But I'm not asking them to submit. It's the Lord who's asking you, his people, out of reverence for Christ, out of thanksgiving for what Jesus has already done for you, to submit to other people, to let other people get their way, to serve others as you would serve Christ himself, even though you know better, even though your way is right, to say, as you wish, I will follow you. We'll do it your way. If only all of us would know our place in life, our role. God has given each of us whatever position that you are in, whether you are an employer or an employee, whether you are a father or a mother, whether you are a child or an old person. The Lord has given you responsibilities. The Lord has given you a job to do that you can fulfill in order to bring glory to him. In thanksgiving for the salvation that he has already won for you by living perfectly in your place. This is what pleases God, that we serve him by serving one another. The world will never praise you for this. In fact, the world will call you suckers for letting other people walk all over you. But the great army of angels and saints will bring glory and praise to God the Father, because he has sent his Holy Spirit and has worked faith in another person's heart and changed their attitude and moved them to serve someone else in thanksgiving for Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus was perfect for us, and we needed him desperately to do that. Let's now thank and serve him by our lives, by our choices, and by our attitudes. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.